News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Prime Minister Andrew Holness says the government is considering a fair approach to discourage the overconsumption of sweetened drinks. In his 2017-2018 budget presentation in the House of Representatives on March 21, the Prime Minister noted that the consumption of sweetened, carbonated soft drinks by young people is too high.
It is estimated that 3 out of 4 students drink a soda 1 or more times a day. We must lead by example, and I've directed the Minister of Education and the Minister of Health to examine ways in which sugar could be reduced or removed from formulations sponsored and served by the government in public educational institutions.
The Prime Minister has also called for the launch and development of a public education campaign on the effects of overconsumption of sugar. A bill has been tabled in Parliament to fast-track the implementation of the National Identification Project. Prime Minister Andrew Holness tabled the National Identification and Registration Act 2017 in Parliament while making his contribution to the budget debate last Tuesday. Under the Act, the Registrar General's Department will become the National Identification and Registration Authority and will be responsible for implementing the project. The authority will, among other things, establish a national identification system for the registration, verification, and authentication of the identity of citizens and individuals ordinarily resident in Jamaica.
The bill is consistent with a rights-based approach to ensure that every citizen of Jamaica can be identified and be known to the state.
Mr. Holness says funding for the project is being negotiated through the IDB, and a pilot of the initiative should be rolled out by September next year. The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information is fine-tuning a mobile application which will serve as a resource guide for young people. State Minister Senator Floyd Green says the app should be ready by next month.
And it will have practical uses. So for example, you want to find where jobs are being offered, there's a job portal site. You want to write a resume, we actually have a guideline on how you can do your resume right there in the app. So we're going to do what they call beta testing now, where we're going to have at least 100 young people try it out, see how they like it.
Mr. Green was speaking in an interview with GIS News at the recent staging of the Elevate Youth Festival in Kingston. And Jamaica now has a criminal bench book to better aid trial judges in directing juries in criminal cases. The bench book was officially launched in Kingston on March 17 and provides judicial officers with a single publication for guidance in crafting summations to juries. Minister of Justice Deroy Chuck says a significant feature of the trial process is the communication between judges and jurors, and the guidelines will go a far way in reducing errors.
The most important contribution that this bench book will make is towards ensuring the right to a fair trial to which every Jamaican is entitled.
The criminal bench book was developed by the government through funding from the United Kingdom Foreign and Commonwealth Office. Those were some of the top stories making news last week. I'm Anjui James Sawyers.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
The Statistical Institute of Jamaica Statin is conducting a household expenditure survey and needs your help. Save your receipts for items such as groceries, bills, clothing, and more to help interviewers collect data on spending habits of Jamaicans. The data will be used to update the Consumer Price Index used to measure inflation in the economy. Your information will be kept confidential. Look out for interviewers coming to your community soon. For more information, call Statin at 630-1600 or visit statinja.gov.jm.
The Ministry of National Security has implemented effective policing as part of its National Security Plan. Crime is reduced through a partnership with the police for effective policing. Crime reduction in Jamaica requires a strong partnership between the police, the people, and communities. Effective policing, creating a safer environment for all Jamaicans. A message from the Ministry of National Security, creating a safer and prosperous Jamaica.